It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh, Kane Radio, AM 1240, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we are back 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number. If you'd like to be a part of the show, don't hesitate to do so as we welcome in our friends from Iberia. Crime Stop. I was going to say Iberia Parish Crime Stoppers. That wouldn't be quite the proper name, but I guess it would include the parish.
Absolutely, Jeff.
As opposed to the Iberian Peninsula in Spain, you know. Iberia Crime Stoppers. Sergeant Stephen Guidry, Barry Guillot with us on the board there, and also Mike Barra. Are we live streaming again today or efforting? So if you're on Facebook, you can see these pretty faces that are at the Kane microphones. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Outstanding, and we'll use the term pretty lightly.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
We'll take anything we can get you.
So again, feel free to check us out on Facebook Live. There may be a slight delay between our talking and the video. I'm not sure exactly how instant that is, but good to have you guys with us again. And let's first and foremost remind folks about the mission.
Well, the mission is basically to get the criminals off the streets. It's to get the community to work together with the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. And collectively as one, we all want the same goal, and that's to take these bad guys off the streets and punish them for what they've done. And it's becoming a big success so far.
Yeah, we talked last week about some of the successes. Did we have a chance to award some money recently?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and let Barry okay. take over on that.
Yeah, we. I want to read to you the stats from day one. We formed in April of this year, and in April of this year we had two tips that we received. May we had two tips. June we had 10. July we had 25 tips.
Excellent.
So you can see the trend that that has been created. In June, we awarded $350 in reward money. Last night, we approved over $1,000 in reward money. One of the cases, we awarded $900.
Excellent.
Just this one case.
Can you talk about the specific tip on that?
I don't remember what the situation was, but it was a multiple offender. He was charged with, I don't know, maybe 12 to 13 different offenses.
Gotcha.
So they, you know, there's an electronic formula that we use to determine the amount of reward for each case. And when we plugged all of the information in, it came up with around $900.
So nice.
That's what we approved. And that's pretty much how the system works. A murder case is going to pay out the tipster a lot more money than a parking ticket not being paid. So it's based on the severity of the offense. You know,
that's quite a scale there. Parking ticket to murder,
right?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. In May, one arrest was made as a direct result of the tips. In July, five arrests were made, and so far this month we've had one arrest made, and these are all arrests that are made as a direct result of the tips that come in.
So. Excellent. So again, and that tip line, we'll repeat it several times, but again, 364 tips, right. 364 tips, 8477.
And we're still, we have to find the money to pay these tips. These tipsters and pay the reward money, so we really need donations. And anyone wanting to donate, I'm going to give you the address to where to mail the checks. Our mailing address is Iberia Crime Stoppers, P.O. Box 11235, New Iberia, Louisiana 70562. Again, it's P.O. Box 11235, New Iberia 70562.
Yeah.
Any and all, we're not going to ask you for any specific amount. Whatever you can afford, we'll take what we can get.
Absolutely. No donation too small, no donation too big.
That's correct.
And I've got all that information here, so if anybody ever, forgets that, don't hesitate to give us a call here, and we're happy to pass along.
And you can also see us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. As of a few minutes ago, we have about 11,400 friends.
There you go.
So it's taken off, too.
Yeah, Sergeant, I did see you did post the featured crime of the week.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We'll get into that in just a little bit. And we have that in our rotation, too, so you'll be hearing it in just a bit. But, again, talking about the Facebook page, remind folks again what it is you're looking for, posts as far as posts, and what you're not looking for.
It's starting to get a little bit better now. The members are starting to get a hold of the rules, if you will, over these past several days. We don't want to see arguing. We don't want to see bickering. We don't want to see downplaying of any type. And that goes for person to person, person to company, or person to the sheriff's office. We're here to all come together, and by dissing each other and arguing, there's no time for that on this page. And I hate to be that guy, but I will be.
Yeah.
If there's any vulgarity, foul language, anything that is harmful or upsets anybody else, they will be removed from the page, because that's not what our goal is. I saw a lot of displays of anger and people upset with the sheriff's office and a post from last night. Read through some of the comments and didn't finish them out and deleted the post. That's not the time nor the place for this page. There are several other pages out there where you can voice your opinion. What I'm trying to do is keep this Facebook page professional, courteous, and informative. But if you have something like some surveillance footage of something that you may have looked at then the morning after and see someone walking around in your yard that doesn't look like they belong, definitely you can post that up there. Let's get these criminals' faces out there.
Yeah. Is that something, too, though, you'd encourage them to call the sheriff's office about, too?
Right. For in-progress calls, anything in progress, contact the sheriff's office immediately.
There are some people, and it's unfortunate, that might not, because there isn't anonymity when you call the sheriff's office necessarily. They may, in fact, be able to get your number. For folks who want to maintain the anonymity you guys control, can they call the tips line and have them call the sheriff's office? Is that something that would be appropriate?
Basically, what Iberia Crime Stoppers is for crimes that have already been committed and have already been reported to the sheriff's office. For instance, if your vehicle was burglarized, you're not going to contact Iberia Crime Stoppers first. You're going to contact the sheriff's office first, get that report made so that it's in the sheriff's office system. Now, after that, if somebody else out there knows, because, I lost my JVC CD player. I don't know if they make those anymore, but
yeah.
I lost my JVC CD player in a burglary last night, and one of their friends comes up and says, "Hey, I just bought a JVC CD player from this dude over here, and his name is so-and-so." That person can contact Iberia Crime Stoppers. "Hey, this is the guy who may have committed that burglary."
There you go. But, yeah, again, I'm thinking of, and not to over complicate things, but just the idea that you witnessed a crime. You literally witnessed a crime. Maybe you don't want to make yourself you want to report the crime, but you don't want to be identified as a witness. That's, I guess, what I'm
Oh, okay, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. In that case, contact Iberia Crime Stoppers, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. You'll either speak with me or one of our live call representatives. You will never talk to a computer or have to press any other buttons. When it rings, someone picks up, and you're going to speak to someone directly live every single time. They're never going to ask for your name. They're never going to ask for your address. They're never going to ask for a phone number. All of our caller IDs are blacked out. And you give all the information that you have, and we don't know who you are, which means you can't be subpoenaed to court because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you call back the second Thursday of every month to see if your tip led to an arrest. If it did lead to an arrest, you'll get another set of specific and special instructions on how to obtain your reward money.
Gotcha. And again, people, maybe they see them on TV here, the featured crime, as we speak here, or as we play it throughout the week. Keep in mind, you're calling on any crime, not just the crimes you hear about that you feature.
Absolutely. Just like you mentioned earlier, you know, anything from an unpaid parking ticket warrant all the way up to a murder. Any and all information is accepted. Because that tiny little piece of information that you think is meaningless and doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the case that you think of might be exactly what the detectives for the sheriff's office are looking for to finish that puzzle up.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Barry, we were talking about fundraising before. How's the GoFundMe account coming out along?
I'm not sure the exact number.
We're at $525.
$525, yes. That's so far year to date, or since we started to date.
Gotcha.
And we could use, you know,
a little help there.
A little help there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of
especially when you got 11,000 Facebook followers plus.
Yeah,
it'd
you
be
would
nice,
think
just a buck a piece.
That's
I mean,
right.
That would be an amazing thing. Buck a piece.
That's right.
Perhaps a good post for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And listen,
I know you have posted
on
several occasions.
Yeah. I actually posted it again this morning with the Crime of the Week video. excuse me. You'll see a link to the video for the GoFundMe account. It's a simple link. You left click it, and simple instructions after that. Anything as low as a dollar is going to help us out tremendously.
Absolutely. Got a caller on the line. We'll see if it's a question for our guests. Hi, you're in the air.
Hey, Jeff. Mike, it's Lloyd Verrett.
Hey, Lloyd. How are you?
Good. Good. Mike, I'd like if you don't mind, I'd like for you to send me an email to LloydVerrett@yahoo.com with the specifics you just said about the number of tips you've gotten since you've started and also the reward money. And I'd like to share that with my Facebook group and also my Neighborhood Watch group.
What was that email again?
LloydVerrett@yahoo.com.
Is that two L's?
Two L's, yes.
And two R's, or two R's or one R?
Two R's.
Yeah, and Verrett.
And one T.
There you go.
All right. If you send me that, like I said, I'll share that, and I'll get you a check coming personally from me to help out. I appreciate what y'all have been doing.
You're with the DASPIT group, the Neighborhood Watch group there?
Yes, Acadian Acres, right.
Very good. Lloyd, appreciate the call. Anything else you wanted to add?
Thank you, Mike, for what y'all doing.
You bet. Take care. 367-1240, 367-1240. I can see someone on the rollover line. Going to need you to call back. I can't put that call on the air. I can only put it. So if there is a caller, go ahead and wait for that caller to finish and then give us a call. We'd be happy to take your call at 367-1240. On the GoFundMe account, once they go to GoFundMe.com, what are they looking for?
It brings you straight to the page that we have set up. So the most recent post that we have is of course, the Crime of the Week. I did a little synopsis, and at the end of it, you'll see a link. It's blue background, blue letters. All you have to do is click those blue letters. It's going to take you straight to the link where we need to go, and there will be a big button on that page that says Donate Now.
Gotcha. And credit card or PayPal or?
Credit card and PayPal are accepted through GoFundMe.
There you go. And I guess we can get to the featured crime of the week.
All right. this week's featured crime of the week has to do with theft of some wheels and tires. This has kind of been an ongoing thing, if you will. Just started picking back up again, but this specific one I chose is the most recent theft of the wheels and tires. In the early morning hours of Sunday, August 6th, some hardworking citizens of Iberia Parish became victim to a burglary in the 700 block of Barrow Street. These upstanding people had just purchased a brand new set of wheels and tires for their vehicle just a week prior, valued at approximately $3,000.
And you do have before and after pictures right on the
Facebook
page.
Yes, on the video, correct. Yeah. Correct. You'll be able to see that through the video. I know somebody reached out to me asking me if there were some pictures of the wheels and tires. If you look at the video on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the picture toward the beginning of the video itself. While these people were sleeping, an unknown number of thieves lurked into their driveway and began to steal their wheels and tires. Those thieves, however, did not come prepared. They walked to a neighbor's house and stole four garden bricks so that they could place the vehicle onto after stealing the wheels. And again, this is the most recent of wheel thefts in the parish. And I'm asking for all of us to come together to find these people and put them behind bars.
Once again, the location where this occurred?
The 700 block of Barrow Street.
Okay. And that's in the city?
That's it's technically in the parish.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I believe it's going to be off of Old Generette Road.
Okay. Very good. So, again, check those out. Sorry, Mike had a tip there.
Case is clear.
Oh, the case is cleared.
Oh, yes, of course. We've had a total of 14 cases cleared due to these tips. I want to say 11 of those cases came from one arrest.
Gotcha.
That one arrest was a big one. We were looking for him for a good amount of time. An awesome caller called in, gave a fantastic tip, and boom, within an hour, this person was picked up.
Yeah, it's amazing when you get those eyes and ears out there. Got a press release from the sheriff yesterday. Wendell sent out a report about a warrant for, I believe it was murder. I forget exactly what it is. Maybe if I go to my Facebook page where I posted it. But just once this information gets out that somebody is wanted, you get some eyes and ears, and got an email maybe an hour later from Wendell saying, hey, he turned himself in. Too many eyes and ears.
And that's exactly right, Jeff. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're looking for in the numbers that we have on this Facebook page, because all of these Iberia Parish citizens are think they might not be helping, but they are. I mean, a simple set of eyes, a simple set of ears all over the parish is going to be a huge, tremendous help, as long as you can call that in. I know a lot of people, you know, will just simply walking through Walmart doing some shopping, and they'll observe somebody that they recall seeing, you know, on the most wanted page or something like that. Whoa, there he is. Boom. Go to another aisle. Call that tips line.
Yeah. And in this case, again, it was they had a warrant for Skyland Lamar Washington, second-degree murder, July 30th, shooting death of Karen Frank on Field Street. Went on with his description, and I posted that at, about 19 hours ago, and did the follow-up just within an hour, I guess, because they're both 14 hours ago. And but again, he turned himself in. And for all the folks, you know, I had 58 shares on my Facebook page. So again, that's great that people are sharing that info, getting it out there.
Because here's the thing, a single share gets more publicity than you think. Because the 11,400 members that we have on the Iberia Crime Stoppers page, that's fantastic. That's a lot of eyes seeing that. But with every person that shares, every single person on this page has a different set of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So those friends are seeing it now. Now, if one of those people share it, boom, now you got a whole nother set of friends. So 11,400 people, that's huge. And to share with all of their friends is even bigger. So getting those faces out there, I think, is really what's putting the pressure on a lot of these criminals to turn themselves in.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add before we let you go?
I think we've covered it all.
I think so.
All right. Once again, remind folks, again, all the contact info, website, Facebook page, the tip line.
Absolutely. Our website is, of course, going to be www.iberiacrimestoppers.com. You can reach us on Facebook at Iberia Crime Stoppers in the search bar. Request to join, and one of our members will take a quick peek at your profile, make sure you're not a robot, and set you up on our page. And our email is it's going to be iberiacrimestopper@att.net. There's no S on that one because AT&T said it was too many letters.
There you go. Once again, appreciate you coming by. A regular feature on Thursdays at about 11 o'clock. Again, Mike Berry, Sergeant, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.